Yes. Yeah, you're right, Pastor Jim. I do got a kind of a soft side of me, brother. This song, man, still gives me goosebumps every time I listen to it, and I've heard it, I don't know, quite a few times, man. If you just joined the room, we are doing an interview with Jesus Joshua, 2415, and I'm asking my last question, guys, and it's going to be a tough one, so listen very closely. It's very spiritual, and it's really deep. You guys ready? Do you guys like to go fishing?
Don't!
I think I'll let Bob answer that tough one first while I think about my answer.
Yeah, I like to go fishing. I don't have the time to do it, but I haven't gone fishing. I guess it's been a good 3 years now. What can I say?
I'm definitely not the fisherman in the group. I think if I was one of the disciples, I probably would have starved. I just don't see the appeal, Dale. But I can understand, since you live in a third world country, Dale, that you know, you probably, that's all you can do up there. It's probably your livelihood. You probably don't really work, do you? You probably go up to the, you know, probably dig a hole in the ice and fish out of that, get some whale blubber and whatever else. No, I'm not the fisherman of the group.
Oh, you're lucky I love you, bro. You're just lucky I love you. Hey, if you guys don't mind, I'd like to open up the room. Maybe some people want to ask you some questions. We'll do it for probably about a half hour, if even that long, because we did this interview, did run a little longer than usual. But if you want to ask anybody want to ask any questions, raise their hand.
Hey, Dale, I just want to say I appreciate you getting it on that song.
Just wanted to ask real quick, but where'd you get the inspiration for the band name?
It was pretty much instructional. It wasn't really inspiration. We actually started off with another name.
We were
going
to call
the
Fury.
Band Fury. And but that band, that name was already taken, and that was when I had, at the time, Jesus was already gnawing at me. But you know, there's times when I'm getting instruction from God and I'm just fighting it. I'm like everybody else. I'm fighting it. The song Nails was one of the last songs recorded on Once and For All. One of the first ones I got. Last one recorded, because I didn't like the lyrics. And I kept going around the block. And at the end of the session of Once and For All, I was like, I got to get some lyrics for Once and For All. And God just says to me, you ready to put the lyrics I already gave you for it? And so I did it, and I just didn't care for it, and that was the one song that everybody's really digging off that CD. They're still digging it today.
I got to tell you, I remember when Bobby announced that our name was going to be Jesus. I was like, Bob, can I talk to you? And
here we go.
And I took him aside, and I think we sat in the car for like 3 hours discussing it. And I didn't so much have a problem with it in as much as I had a problem with, you know, Bob, we go out with that name, you know, I know we're going to get it from the world. I expect to get pounded by the world. That's, you know, anytime you're doing things for Christ, you're going to get pounded by the world. But I don't need my brothers and sisters in the church to pound me too. But Bob, I finally, after all the discussion, I looked Bobby in the eye. I said, look, if you tell me that God told you to do it, you won't hear another argument from me. And he said, God told me to do it. And that was the end of the discussion.
And really, it was no problem for me, knowing what I know about spiritual warfare. I needed that name to go out before us.
I just want to know, man, what it is that you guys do right now as a band, and as you guys continue to gain popularity, to make sure that you guys stay in touch with your guys' fans and interact.
Well, first of all, let me say that we're not doing anything different now than we were when we started. Everything that we're seeing now is really just, we've kind of seen it coming. And I know that sounds a little arrogant, and I don't mean it to be. It's just that, you know, God showed us the big picture. I have to be honest that I didn't see it all. I saw a lot of pieces, but, you know, that comes through obedience submission. But and I think that's the big thing right there, is that we're not going to change how we operate just because, you know, maybe we've got some popularity or whatever. I also, as we become more well known, I think, I know for me personally, I'm going to just be digging deeper into and depending more upon what God has given me, because it's a real temptation to think, oh, I got it now. and oh, I got it now, God, I can handle it. And that's not what it's about. There's a whole we're in a whole new realm, I think, of spiritual warfare. I think we're in a whole new realm because now people, you know, before Satan tried to attack us and he couldn't get us on that level. Well, now that people are paying attention to us, now all of a sudden he's going to step it up, and we better be ready. Go ahead, Bob.
I just wanted to say that at this point in time, most of what is going on with our band, I would have to contribute straight to Jim Bishop, his leadership and his promotion skills, his management skills, everything that he's doing.
His breath.
He works directly with us. I don't know what he's up to all the time, and I don't need to know. God told him to do what he's doing. We know that. He and I have gotten together, and I know that. And so I just basically let him go do what he does, and he follows. We just continually pray that God open the doors. If we're not supposed to go through, slam them shut. And we just stay in touch and stay in prayer. And as Jim goes out, he continues to have success. And all we have to do is our main focus is just where, you know, we have to entertain, but we're not about being entertainers. We understand that if we get our part right and go out and do that show and get our parts right, then the Spirit of God is going to flow off of that platform and the people are going to get it. It's our job to be focused and rehearsed. And when we do it, when we do a concert, we're not actually playing to the people. We're actually playing to God, and we're trying to show God that we've studied up, we've put it in, we've done all that you've instructed us to do, and so we're playing to God, and then God will, in return, seeing that we've been faithful with it, will shoot it right back down through us, and it goes out to the people. So if we got our ducks in a row and we do what we're instructed to do, it's coming off of the platform, and the people are going to get it.
And it's going to have little to do with us anyway, other than us being obedient.
Cool. Hey, guys. First, I want to say, awesome band and great testimony and insight into your music. I got to get the CD. I love to support indie bands as much as I can because you guys need it more than anyone. And yeah, I'm on the mic. Anyway, I don't have a question for you. I have five questions for you, if you're up for it. So anyone or all of you can chime in. First question. Metallica or Striper?
Striper.
Okay. Chinese or Mexican?
Mexican.
Mexican.
Simpsons or CSI?
Simpsons. Say it again.
Simpsons or CSI?
The Simpsons for me.
I'm generally hanging out with my wife. I don't watch too much TV.
We're not listening to that, Bob.
La, I'm not listening.
Mustang or Corvette?
Oh, shut your mouth. I gotta have a Mustang.
All right, and the most important one, Les Paul or Strat?
I am a Les Paul man, but you know, you forgot one very important question. Ginger or Marianne?
Skipper.
Marianne. All right, thanks guys.
Dude, that is so harsh. Leah and Gilligan. Whatever, dude. Alright, well, first of all, thanks, guys. Appreciate you coming. Excellent interview. Dale, great job. But, I love the name, first of all. And, you know, the verse, so many people are familiar with it because it's like, you know, a major Christian verse.
I'm trying to be serious here, Bob.
I think the thing that a lot of people don't realize is, you know, before Joshua said what he said, he was like reading out the Israelites. He just was reading them out. And he just laid it out to them. And finally, at the end, he said, "As for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord." So, at any rate, You guys going to play Cornerstone? Have any ambition for that?
We'll play anywhere that can afford to bring us in, actually. As anybody who's played in a band well knows, that especially with gas prices being the way they are, we can't just up and go place. We'll go wherever God tells us to go, and we have done that. We have done it for no money, but because you know we're not about profit, we're about being prophets. But sorry about that. You know, we would like to play Cornerstone, certainly. As far as ambition is concerned, to me, every gig is as big as Cornerstone. I do want to something, unless Bobby wants to add to that.
No addition.
Something that you said about Joshua reading the people out. I think one of the things that we're trying to do as a band with that statement, with that verse in there, is that, look, we've made our choice, and Joshua flat out said, look, you know, the rest of y'all can do whatever it is that you do, but for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. But he puts the question to him, and I think that's the question that needs to be put to people today, is choose who you're going to serve, because you're going to serve somebody. So that's basically all we're asking.
Yeah, we got some cool T-shirts that on the front, we just have our logo on the front left chest, and on the back it just says choose real big, and it has an arrow up and an arrow down, and that's pretty much what this band and what this ministry is about. We gotta let people know you gotta choose. If you don't choose, you made a choice not to choose. So you're going one way or the other. Snap out of it.
Next question.
I don't see any more hands up, guys. So I guess that's pretty much it, man. Well, Diz got a question. Hang on.
Yeah, I'm going to get back on here for a second. Let me turn this up. Okay, forgive me if I missed this earlier in the interview, but how about musical influences earlier on?
Early on, I'd say my first musical influence was Kiss for a long time. And then probably I had a void where I wasn't into music at all. And then probably once I started playing drums, I was pretty heavy into Rush, very heavy into Ozzy when he first came out and was solo, very heavy into Queensryche. And then when I got born again, like I said, I went Stryper and Guardian were probably, and Bride are probably the three biggies for me.
I've always loved music. I was raised in a household that always had music except rock. When I really started getting into what made me want to play guitar was Edward Van Halen. He was and is my biggest influence and hero. Yeah, he is now, I suppose. He was the one, when I heard him play, I was like, man, I've got to do that. It wasn't, I'd like to do that. I have to do that. Yeah. I believe it was Somebody Get Me a Doctor, as I recall. And of course, I was into, I was into Rush, and I was into all of Ozzy's guitar players. And also one of my favorite guitar players. Yeah, Jakey Lee was a big influence on me. But one of my favorite guitar players, which you don't hear it in my playing so much, but Neil Schon from Journey was a huge influence on me.
Another slouch.
And then, of course, at the time, a lot of people were telling me, why aren't you listening to Christian rock? And I flat out told them, well, because it stinks. I'm like Bob, when Stryper came out, I was like, now this is quality stuff. And Stryper and Guardian but I think the one band that kind of solidifies all of us as far as influence is concerned is probably Queensryche's Empire. Was a big
Empire.
And not Silent Lucidity, no, but that was
Silent Stupidity.
but that was a big influence as far as sound and production and performance. I realize that's not necessarily the Christian answer to have, but it was certainly a big
influence. I'd like to add William said that Christian music at the time stunk. I don't think it's that it stunk. I think it's that it's not where it is today, or it's not readily available, because I'm sure there's a lot of older guys that, you know, back in the day, you know, Christian music was doing it for a lot of people. God was doing his work. So I think it was just, you know, what people were willing to put their money behind and push to send around the world was just, you know, because Stryper started somewhere. They were in a garage somewhere, so the music was there.
Right, right.
You know, there was other bands out there. You know, Bride's been around for ages, and Res Band was there, and there's a lot of great stuff out there. It's not that they ever stunk. It's just, you know, radio's going to play what they want to play.
Well, I was 17 at the time, and, you know, a lot of...
Oh, everything stinks at 17.
Yeah, you know. But, you know, it didn't compare, and, you know, at the time I wasn't really caring so much what they said as much as that when I listened to the music, I wanted to hear quality. And to me, there wasn't a whole lot of quality. Another band that was really huge was White Cross, whom I had the privilege to see.
Yeah.
Back in 92 at the Ichthus Festival in Kentucky. I know we got some Kentucky people out there. And I got to see them in up near Lexington, I think it was. But they were just incredible.
I think White Cross to me was I think we're more we resemble White Cross a lot more, because back in the day there was, you know, when Stryper was out, they weren't making that Jesus reference in their music so much. It was always the one, or he's the one, or you're doing it for the one, or he. And, but when White Cross came out, they were, you know, Jesus this, Jesus that, and that probably held them back a little bit in some circles. But it really pushed it through for a lot of us.
Next question.
Another thing I want to point out to you guys here: if you go to the website, you can get all three of these albums, plus get the promotional pack, Black and White. It's the promoter CD with a DVD for $30, everything. But hey, I got a question for Will. You know, you were asked, you know, you said you grew up listening to music, but you didn't grow up listening to rock. So what did your parents think about you being in a rock band? Even if it is a Christian rock band. What did your parents think about that?
Well, I got to give a little perspective. My dad was country and western, and there was plenty of southern gospel, and which, yeah, you can apologize for that too. But there was some other, and there was some stuff that was actually pretty good. My dad had a those of you who are old enough to remember what 8-tracks were, and which I do, and I don't want to hear any comments out of you, Mark. My dad had the platters, and some of that stuff was really, the old soul stuff was really good. But my parents were pretty well down on the rock thing, because they felt more for taste than for spiritual reasons. And but when I started getting involved in rock, at first they didn't like it necessarily.
I'm going to hell.
But yeah, I didn't actually get told I'm going to hell, well, at least not from my parents. You know, I think what really kind of nailed it for them is when they that was right around the time that people were doing the record burnings. You know, people go out and burn the old vinyl records, and my dad actually had a family meeting. For those of you who despise that term, we had a family meeting, and he says, you know, some of the stuff you're listening to is probably not great. And I looked at my dad in the eyes and said, well, you know, Dad, you know, some of the lyrics that I hear coming out of the music that you like is not exactly wholesome, you know. And
Pop told him to turn or burn.
Yeah, turn so you don't burn. You know, I guess at first they thought it was a phase, but when they saw that I was sticking to it, they really didn't hammer me too much about it. I mean, I got a little flack, but not as much as some people do. Bob, you want to?
I just want to make a comment. I'm from a large family. I've got 4 brothers, and I pretty much, you know, I speak the abundance of my heart. So if I'm going to church and you know, whatever's going on with me serving at church or whatever is what I talk about on the phone while my brothers are cussing like drunken sailors. And every time I said the word Jesus, they got so convicted. They told
they just told me I'm tired of hearing you beat me up with the Bible. I'm like, what are you talking about? So we, you know, I just got pretty much cast out of the family. I'm like, well, you know what? I got to go do what I got to do. I'm going to give an account for it. So love you. Mean it. Got
to
go.
Yeah, I'm sorry about cussing at you, Bob. I'm just kidding for those of you who are listening. For those of you who are new to this, I don't swear at all. And that I think that's one of the big things
doggone it.
I think that's one of the big things that, you know, my folks, you know, even though they don't particularly like my style of music. I think my mom's been to one of our shows, but
she had to be ejected.
Yeah, she was crowd surfing. That was rude.
Can we get a bouncer up front?
Yeah,
please?
I had to call security on my own mom. I can't believe that. But they saw that I stuck to it, and so even though they don't particularly like the music, they understand the fruit of my life. Bob, would you quit licking the microphone? That's really disgusting. Next question, please.
Hold on a second. As a point of clarification, as the programmer, I do want to mention that those are not DVDs. They're enhanced CDs that you're running on your PC.
God bless you.
I'd hate for somebody to put it in your DVD and not see these guys, especially the
God bless this man.
Let's pray for Mark.
Please. You see what I have to work with here. Next question, please.
God bless us, everyone.